We want to talk today about God's rule over the nations. And 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6 says, "And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen?" Doesn't take a Christian ruler to have God rule over the nation. "And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee?" This is the God with whom we have to do, and the one that we address in our prayer. So God rules over all nations. Now, admittedly, humanly, it's difficult to imagine God ruling over the Muslim countries. Perhaps it's more difficult to understand him ruling even over our country, just as no believer needs to worry that God has lost control in foreign lands, so we should not rest in the safety of a democracy, you know. Our trust is in God alone. Let's notice that his sovereignty is usually not apparent. It's a matter that he's doing it, but it's secondhand behind the scenes. Micah 5:2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been of old from everlasting." It was not apparent that God was in control when Caesar Augustus ordered the census that took Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. In fact, don't you imagine there was some griping and grumbling? Here she is, 9 months pregnant, and has to get on that donkey and avoid all those potholes. Oh, that's us. Yeah, okay.
Were they supposed to be living in a place that the tribe was supposed to be?
Oh, no, yeah, this was a matter of, because everybody was scattered, they had to come back to the birth city of their heritage, get accurate genealogical census records. Matthew 2:14-15, "When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son." So it was not apparent that God was in control when Herod sent soldiers to kill baby Jesus. Yet, it was prophesied. Therefore, surely would happen. Acts 4:27-28. "For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done." What your counsel determined to be done. The rulers and the nations that crucified Jesus were controlled by God. Even the disciples did not see this until after his resurrection. They were scared to death, scared of death, and ran and hid and so on, because it looked like things were completely out of control. And they were not. Then again, God ordains rulers. Not always the ones that we would wish for, but he ordains them. Number one, God established government for the good of all people. Romans 13:1-4. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." The authorities that exist were ordained of God. "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power," governmental authority, "resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." This is the word judgment. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Thou shalt have praise of the same. For he," government, "is the minister of God to thee for good." I was getting a speeding ticket one time, and told the officer, "Thank you for being a good minister of God." And He thought I was crazy. But if thou do that which is evil, as I had done, be afraid and pay the ticket. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Secondly, God determines who rules. Daniel 4:17-32. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. God rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. Sometimes we see that fulfilled. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They will make thee eat grass as oxen, seven times will pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And Nebuchadnezzar learned that very personally. Psalm 76:10, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Then number three, God determines the time of rulers, the times of their rule. Isaiah 40:23-24, that bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. So like God dealing with rain and harsh, hot wind, these people planted, grow, take root, wither, and die at his command. And then remember that the whole vision statue of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, given by God, pictured one ruler after another raised to power and then defeated. The times are in God's control. Going even further, God controls decisions. Some decisions are based on chance, seemingly. Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, the casting of the lots, like tossing dice. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Babylon's military strategy, if you remember from Ezekiel 21:18-22, Babylon's military strategy was determined by casting lots. Nebuchadnezzar was on the road, and he came to a fork in the road, at least a fork, and he cast lots to see which way to go. The lots fell, go to Jerusalem. God led him there. Some decisions are based on advice from learned counselors. When Ahithophel sided with David's rebellious son Absalom, God overruled his counsel. 2 Samuel 17:14. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. They chose which counselor, but God was behind it. Rehoboam also looked to counselors when the people asked for relief from high taxes. He asked the elders, and then he asked his young friends. And he followed the young friends, and the 10 tribes revolted, splitting the kingdom. 1 Kings 12:15. Wherefore, the king hearkened not unto the people. Notice, for the cause was from the Lord, from Jehovah, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So God had his reasons for allowing all of that to happen. And then God determines military victories or non-victories. Proverbs 21:31, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And Judges 7, verses 2, 3, and 22, the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now, therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20,000, and there remained 10,000. Over 2/3 left. I'm going home. And the 300 that were finally left blew the trumpets, and notice this, the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow. The trumpets blew, and the enemy started killing each other. Confusion. Even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshitta in Zeberath and to the border of Abel-Meholah unto Tabith. You remember those places well, I remember. So he didn't need a great number. He had the sword of the enemy to fight against the enemy. 1 Samuel 14:6-20. Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And there was trembling in the host in the field among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers, and they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. Here God is shaking the earth. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. You think about atomic weapons and so on, all God has to do is have them be so scared, they blow themselves up. 1 Kings 20:28. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not the God of the valleys, therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hill, valley, desert, spring oasis, every place. I am the Lord, period. And then 2 Kings 5:1. Now Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. God involved in the military triumph of a pagan land. So God's rule over nations. Let us never say and think that somehow the world is out of control when God has the control.